Live from Keno Stadium, it's KFMA's Fall Ball 2012.
We are here in the, what are we calling this? We're calling this the KFMA Battle Tank Suburban Assault Vehicle Interview Room. I don't know. Anyway, all the fellas from Hollywood Undead are here. What's up, guys?
What up?
Yo!
It's Chris the Ego. Now, we were promised only three of you, but you're all here. Why don't you introduce yourselves really quick?
Charlie Seen.
I'm Bonerface.
Johnny.
Bonerface?
Jeez, these guys really have some issues.
Yeah, I'm funny, man, but you should just call me Grumpy Man because that's how I roll.
Are you? You're grumpy today? Guys?
He's not drinking.
Oh yeah, that's. I'm sorry.
No, good
that.
For him.
Yeah.
Good for you. Yeah,
who's that guy up on that perch?
Yeah, the guy up there. You've got no mic, my friend. Unfortunately, I don't think they're going to share. You guys, welcome back to Tucson. First off,
thanks for having us.
You guys are old pros at these shows. At this point, we've always had a great time with you. I guess first off, I don't know who wants to answer this. What are you guys doing? When are we getting the new album? We were hoping to have some new stuff from you now. What are we looking at?
It's being mixed right now, so probably the end of the year or very early next year.
There was definitely, like, from the first to the second album, a difference, a progression, I think. What are we looking at for the third album?
I think the record, you know, we grow as men. Well, probably not, really. But
as you look
looking
around. Maybe.
Things haven't grown much. But musically, I mean, we're putting out a new song on the internet in 2 weeks. And then our first new single goes to radio, which is you, dude. So hopefully you guys rock it on the 30th of
you know
October.
Us. Come on. Yeah. We'll play. We'll
you
rock
know
it.
Us. We play any crap you hear.
You guys came to our show, so we're obligated. We're playing it for like.
Yeah, you have to, dude. Yeah. I'll come back here, bro.
Absolutely. Well,
we're very excited.
As are we. The live performance, you guys, has anything changed? I mean, it's kind of weird, I guess, touring without the new stuff.
New stuff when we play live if it's not released yet because we all grew up going to shows and nothing sucks more than watching a band you like and they're like, hey, this is a new song. And you watch it, and you're thinking, it sounds like I'm going to like it, but you don't know what it sounds like yet.
Well, and then what happens is, like, some guy films it with, like, his camera phone in the crowd, and they put it on YouTube, and it's never going to sound good. So, I agree.
That's that guy up in the perch.
It's going to be this guy up in the perch.
Normally, we don't bring our assistant to interviews, but he just followed us in here.
Technically, security guard.
This is when we need more microphones, apparently. Yeah.
I'm glad we don't.
Yeah, it's probably for the best, actually.
It's not a good security guard.
So is this a one-off for you guys? Have you been touring a lot? What's going on?
We've been doing one-offs every weekend, pretty much.
Yeah?
Yeah, we don't start actually touring until probably the end of the year.
A one-off, by the way, radio listeners, means just a one. You're not actually following. You're not going to Albuquerque tomorrow or anything like that.
We're
going to
go back to our crappy, stupid lives.
Yeah, I'm sure they're.
I'm doing a one-off in my bunk tonight, if you know what I mean.
Zing! Maybe dose.
Maybe a dose-off.
So we got to pull his mic now. So thanks again, guys. What do you have any favorite memories? I know you've played with, you were direct support for Korn and Sublime. Any favorite memories for any of you at some of these shows?
That was cool seeing Sublime. I like that because that was when the original drummer was playing with them. So that was cool, man.
I have a pretty good memory. What about when Johnny fell on stage while Korn was playing?
You fell. Yeah.
He fell into the stage.
You were drinking.
I was walking out to Korn. Face plant.
Just rocking.
Well, Charlie, I know you and I usually end up spending like quality time together on the show. Yeah, we make out right before.
Yeah,
sorry, Charlie's
we're like
mine.
Best friends, dude.
we watch the headliner basically on side stage. It's always cool.
Tonight, Offspring.
I have one announcement.
Yes,
Sir Charles has gotten engaged.
I just got engaged to
you
my
did.
Friend of
yeah.
Years.
What's his name?
His name's Randy.
That's your whole life. Really? Yeah, I got engaged. We're congratulating.
Congratulations!
Him.
That's Thank awesome. You. As someone that's married, I feel your pain already.
It is painful.
Absolutely painful. Saying. Well, I'm saying now I can't make out with Charlie before the Offspring gets the stage.
Sorry.
You guys
No
kissing on radio. You guys looking forward to the Offspring then?
I can't wait. Yeah. Okay. I grew up loving those dudes, so that'll be really cool to see them.
You kind of have like a SoCal connection.
I grew up loving them. I'm the dial of them tonight. I'm the OD on stage.
We try. See, now we need him to have a mic. I like what he said then. Yeah, wait.
I'll repeat that. Yeah, you guys have pretty good headliners every year.
Well, we always
I'm stoked to see Offspring.
Good.
Like we all said, we all grew up listening to them.
Gotta keep them separated.
Yeah, who is that?
Gotta keep them
funny man or your security? guard. Who was that up there?
It's the guy at a perch.
Yeah, we just have some random guy in this RV laying up top. Well, we always have very good direct support at our shows, and you guys have done that a bunch for us, and we thank you very much.
Oh, we're tired of it. Yeah.
Fair enough.
That's just like, man.
Guys from Hollywood Undead, we'll see you guys on stage at 7:05-ish.
Somewhere around there.
Now get the hell out of my RV.
Cheers, guys.
It's Chris Neagle broadcasting live from the whatever the hell this thing is with Hollywood Undead and KFMA.
Catch Ego weekday afternoons 2 to 6 on Tucson's new rock, KFMA.